Culture.
Book Review. Tabloids and News. It's an Ink-Stained World. The Newsmongers by Terry Kirby.
Before any journalist thought to use the word, a drugs company trademarked it in 1884. Tabloid, a portmanteau of tablet and alkaloid, denoted drugs in tablet form, but quickly assumed a broader meaning, anything compressed or concentrated for easy assimilation. That also describes what has come to be known as tabloid journalism. Brief sentences, punchy and often incendiary, headlines, short articles, famous subjects. Sophisticate's list of complaints is long. Tabloids titillate and enrage more than they enlighten. They deepen and pander to readers' prejudices. They traffic in gossip and vapidity. They pry into people's private lives and exploit tragedy for sales. But looming above these worthy wines lurks a simple truth. Tabloids attract a huge number of readers. In Britain, the most read news sources online after the BBC are all tabloids, including Reach, the group that owns the Daily Mirror and Daily Express, The Sun, and the Daily Mail's Mail Online. Terry Kirby, a journalist and lecturer at Goldsmiths, University of London, brings serious analysis to these light publications, noting that the public has long had an appetite for lurid news. Printed accounts of horrific crimes were popular in Britain in the early 17th century. Circulars around the same time told of wheat raining for miles around Suffolk, a sorcerer burned in Edinburgh and a monster that appeared out of a tempest and mortally wrung the necks of several worshippers. Another was illustrated with an engraving of men in breeches and broad-brimmed hats, merrily chopping up and disemboweling a man. Ben Jonson, an English playwright, lampooned people's appetite for gossip in a satirical play called The Staple of News, first performed in 1625. A character tells a gossip scout to get all this news to store your office, who dines and sups it the town, where and with whom. In the 19th century, American penny papers served an increasingly literate working class and changed newspapers' business models, allowing sales of individual copies on the day they were printed, rather than requiring readers to subscribe in advance. The rotary press, invented in 1843, could print more papers, while the electric telegraph, created the next year, let reporters transmit information to the Home Office more quickly than letters or physical travel. Newspapers that seized technological advancements thrived. The Daily Mirror dominated the early 20th century, thanks in part to its ability to print photographs quickly, just as the Mail Online has done with digital aggregation and headlines optimised for search engines. Mr. Kirby's history is heavily slanted towards Britain for good reason. Tabloids began there rather than in America, and America's size worked against it having influential national tabloids, as Britain did. The New York Post is a first-rate tabloid, but, as the name suggests, focuses a lot on local concerns. The National Enquirer's relentless focus on celebrity news and gossip meant it never attained the political influence of British tabloids, though it broke some big stories – Gary Hart's affair in 1987 and John Edwards's in 2007, and sat on others, such as Stormy Daniels' account of her affair with the paper's favourite politician, Donald Trump. As Mr. Kirby's story reaches the present, he grows increasingly shrill, heaping scorn on Robert Maxwell, the eccentric and crooked owner of the Daily Mirror in the 1980s to 1990s, or tabloids' campaigns against migrants and the European Union is one thing. And he is right to bemoan tabloids' intrusiveness and unethical conduct concerning the lives of celebrities and the royal family. However, his scolding at length about an endless scroll of content aggregated from everywhere around the world, or celebrity stories written in prose that resembled something out of the lushly worded romantic fiction of writers like Barbara Cartland, or the baser nationalistic and jingoistic prejudices of tabloid readers, quickly grows tiresome. Still, The Newsmongers is a largely enjoyable and enlightening story, for journalists, of course, but also for anyone who wants to understand better the intricate relationship between newspapers and their rapt readers.